Well, good morning, and welcome to our Tuesday Morning Mojo Call. It's a pleasure to spend some time with the other leaders in this fantastic opportunity. So for those who have been around for a while, good morning. For all the new people, welcome, and also good morning. For those who don't know me, and I haven't had the pleasure of meeting, my name is Gary Walker, and I'm out of the Maryland Marketplace. Now, it's been a while since I've done a Mojo Call, but I always enjoy listening to the other leaders do the call with their words of encouragement, and then the knowledge they drop on the call. I always get something from somebody every time this call is done. You know, I hear individuals doing this call now, hosting events, some even training. They used to be terrified of public speech. And I can relate because I was the same way. I was one of those individuals when I first got started on my ACN journey. So I started to think, what has changed in order for them to feel comfortable now? And the answer I came up with was time. Yes, time. See, I recently celebrated 15 years in the business, and it seemed like it was just yesterday. You know, this past week, my daughter came home from college on spring break, and we got to talk about birthdays. She said to me, "Yeah, you know I'm going to be 20 years old this year?" And I thought to myself, wow, how time flies. See, when I got started in ACN, she was 4.5 years old. I remember bringing her to the meetings when we had the in-person meetings as a little child. Now she's going to turn 20. Then I started thinking about the reason why I got started in ACN. My reason at that time was to be able to spend more time and quality time with her. So this morning, I want to talk to you about time and the importance of time. Even though it's something that is around all of us, and most of us take it for granted, time is one of the most mysterious forces in the universe. Why does it matter so much? What are some things that everyone should remember when thinking about time? I came up with a couple of reasons. The first one, the time is the most precious resource because you can't get it back. Once it's gone, it's gone. So what are you going to do with the time you've been given? The answer to this question really matters because you can't get wasted time back. People often think of money as their most valuable resource. And while it's important because it allows you to buy the things you need and want, you can always get more money. Time, however, is intangible. Once it's gone, it's gone. Number two, the only time we actually have is the present. As people, we are aware of three stages of time: the past, the present, and the future. Now, all three are important because they have shaped us into the person that we are today. We can use the past to learn, and we can prepare for the future. But the present is the only space we have to work in. So make every minute of every day count. Do what you got to do today so you can have the time freedom you deserve tomorrow. And number three, managing it poorly or well has a huge impact on your life. See, in this play Macbeth, Shakespeare wrote, "Let every man be master of his time," because we only have so many hours in a day, and we don't know how many days we're going to get. Mastering or managing the time we do have is essential. So how do you master that time? Well, the first thing I believe is you should identify time wasters. Upgrade your conviction and take necessary steps to control your time. To succeed in your professional and personal life, you need to eliminate all those wasteful activities that won't grow you or your business. By doing that, your agenda will get cleared, and you will be able to use that time more wisely. Learn to say no. Don't be afraid or feel guilty to say no to things that won't make you evolve as a person, bring you satisfaction, or create business opportunities for yourself. that you are not everyone's savior in this world. Not others, but focus on the things that will benefit you in the short and long run. This will create a sense of urgency and will make you a better decision maker. And last but not least, commit to success. When you know where you are going, it will automatically reflect on the way you use your time. Being driven and having a strong purpose will sway all laziness and procrastination. Continuous daily actions and a burning desire towards your goals will not leave much time on the table for anything else. So I want you all to think about time and what you do with your time every day. But like I said earlier, once it's gone, and you can never get it back. So ladies and gentlemen, treat your time like it's the precious commodity that it is. So before I go, I want to leave you all with this. I saw a quote that ACN posted, and it was relative when I was thinking about my topic. And the quote was by Earl Nightingale. It says, "Never give up on your dream just because of the time it would take to accomplish it. The time will pass anyway." So use your time wisely and have a great, great day.